Welcome to Women Kicking Glass, the only radio show on OC Talk Radio dedicated to empowering women to be the best leaders they can be in any endeavor they choose. Patty Grimm is our host and interviews top women in a variety of fields to help women grow, learn, and lean in together. Patty has over 25 years of experience in primarily male-dominated fields in senior-level management positions. Patty is the owner of Advantage Training Limited, an organizational leadership team training company. She recently released her new book for women called Quiet Women Never Changed History. Be strong, stand out, and stand up. With the subtitle, Let's Go Kick Some Glass.
And that's exactly what we're going to do today here with our chief glass kicker.
You got to be careful how you say that.
Chief glass kicker. Patty Grimm.
Well, great. Well, thanks, Paul. We have a very interesting show today. We have talked about things in the past like climbing the corporate ladder or getting that raise and promotion you deserved if you're working in the corporate world. We've talked about women and their desire to go form a nonprofit or possibly form their own company. We've talked about social issues. Most recently, you should actually listen to the show by Dr. John West, which was on breast cancer. There's some very enlightening things in there. But today we have a very, very interesting guest. We have Ariel Ford with us, who's an author, speaker, and relationship expert. We're going to talk about love today, Paul. We're talking about love.
Love on a day that we just started another bombing incursion here. We're going to talk love.
We're going to talk love.
Okay,
we're going to
well,
talk.
That's appropriate.
Yeah, we're going to talk with Ariel Ford. She has over 30 years' experience living and breathing and promoting consciousness through all levels and all types of media. She is the author and international bestseller, The Soulmate Secret. Manifest the love of your life with the law of attraction. And so we're going to talk about love.
Can I offer one just last observation?
Yes,
here?
Yes.
My wife and I, in next month, May 15th, are celebrating 30 years together.
Yeah, my husband and I celebrated 34 years on St. Patrick's Day, which is our anniversary.
Oh, that's a cool time.
For a number of reasons. You know, Ariel's written a couple of amazing groundbreaking books around love and helping couples find deep and meaningful relationships. Her latest book, and I have to be careful how I say this, I had to read it twice, it's called Inkspiration, Love by Design, Coloring the Divine Path to Manifest Your Soulmate. It's a very unique and transformational coloring book. She's also been called the Cupid of Consciousness and the Fairy Godmother of Love.
So oh, this I like is our that one.
This
the
is
fairy
our
godmother of love.
Yeah,
like
this is
one.
Our amazing guest today. I'm so excited to have Ariel on the show. So Ariel, why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself first, and then we're going to talk about soulmates and all the things that we can do to use the law of attraction to attract everything we want in our lives. So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I had a crazy experience getting to this point in my life. I woke up one morning at the age of 43. And I had this epiphany, which was, oh, my God, I forgot to get married.
At 43. How could you forget that?
I don't know. Well, actually, as I was lying in bed trying to figure out how did I forget that, I realized that I had put all of my time and energy and attention on building my business. I had this very successful PR firm in Beverly Hills, and I was obsessed and ambitious and having a great time, except for every Saturday night about 11 o'clock, I'd be driving home from a party or a dinner or screening, and I'd suddenly realize, oh, I'm by myself. And I think, okay, on Monday I'm going to start looking for a guy. And then, of course, I'd get caught up in my business and the cycle would repeat. But when I looked at how I grew my business using the law of attraction, I thought, well, what if that would work for my love life? And honestly, I had no idea if it would work or not. But I wrote down all the prayers and processes and rituals I did to build my business. And within 6 months, I manifested the most amazing guy. 3 weeks after we met, we got engaged. And a year later, we had three weddings, and that was 20 years ago.
Wow. That was a pretty quick turnaround. First, tell our viewers, or our listeners, our viewers, hello. Tell our listeners, what is the law of attraction? Because I've been reading about this for a number of years, and I know many people probably have seen or heard the whole thing called The Secret. So what is the law of attraction?
It is, so the law of attraction states that we draw to us the people, places, and experiences that match our state of being. So if our state of being is, you know, I'm loved, I'm lovable, I'm lucky in love, that will be your state of being. You'll be surrounded by love. But if your state of being is, oh, I'm unlucky in love, I'm a loser when it comes to love, nobody's ever going to love me, I'm too old, I'm too fat, I'm too damaged, all the good ones are taken, that also will be your experience. So just like the law of gravity is always working, whether you're aware of it or not, so is the law of attraction. It's always working. There's a saying that says, what you put your attention on grows.
Right.
So I had my attention on my business, and it grew and grew and grew. And as soon as I put my attention on my love life, that also grew. So it's one of these things. I know a lot of people saw the movie The Secret, and they said, oh, I tried that. It didn't work for me. And the reason it didn't work for them is because the movie and the book left out the secret sauce.
Really?
Yes. So the secret sauce is that they taught people, well, you have to visualize pictures in your head of mm-hmm. what you want to achieve, mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, the car, the guy, the home, the perfect little black dress, whatever it is. You see it in your head. The problem with that is you're seeing all these pretty pictures in your brain, but true manifestation comes from the heart. Because if in your brain, let's say you're seeing, oh, I want the new blue convertible BMW, but in your heart, you're saying to yourself on the emotional level, I can't afford it, I don't deserve it, I'm yeah. never going to get it. That cancels out all the pretty pictures. So what I do is I teach people how to do a feelingization, and I give these away for free on my website, where you drop from your head to your heart. We get you into a state of being in the now moment, of feeling the feelings of love and gratitude. And when you're in that state of love and gratitude, then we have you feel what it feels like to be with the love of your life. So it's not that difficult. Like I said, they're free at my website. You just go to soulmatesecret.com and click on free stuff, and there's dozens of them there.
Wow. That's interesting, because I truly believe in the law of attraction and that you attract into your life what you manifest in your head. And now you're telling me that we need also to manifest that in our heart. And I'll give one testament to that, and we're going to dig deep into a lot of this. But, you know, I started on this path 3 years ago to write my book for women leaders, Quiet Women Never Change History, Be Strong, Stand Up, Stand Out. The subtitle is Let's Go Kick Some Glass, which is kind of where the radio show and all of my speaking is all around kicking glass. But what happened was interesting is that as I started to get into this research, I thought, well, I'll interview 40 or 50 people and I'll get some interesting stories to tell in my book. Well, everybody I talked to gave me more and more people. And just like since I started this radio show in December, I thought the first couple of months, how am I ever going to fill this show with interesting guests like yourself? And I have people coming out of the woodwork wanting to be on the show, people like you that are amazing and telling their stories to help empower women to be the best they can be and lead their best professional and, as you're talking about, personal life. Right. So I truly believe that that's very, very true. And I like what you're saying about it needs to be not just in your head, but in your heart.
That's where that's where the magic is. So let me give you a little quantum science around this. Okay.
I love science.
In quantum science, they identify what is known as the unified field. And in the unified field, there is no time. There's only the now moment. There's no past. There's no future. There is just now.
Okay.
Also in the unified field, we are connected to everything and everybody. There's this like unseen place where we're all deeply connected. So knowing that there's no time and that we are all already connected, the truth is we are already connected to our soulmate. At the unseen level. So even mm-hmm. though we don't know his name or where he is or what day we're going to meet him in the 3D world, you can actually start the relationship today by closing your eyes, going into your heart, and having a conversation with your beloved and start the relationship. I call it love before first sight.
Interesting. One more thought out there is that I've got a very, very good friend, and she's actually in the book several times, and she helped me read and proof the book as we were going forward. And she always attracted the wrong men into her life. You know, she went through a horrible divorce with basically a monster, I'll say. And after that, she would always seem to find the wrong guys or the wrong people in her life. At one point, she found a guy that she really liked. And before she trusted her own instinct of this was the right guy, the guy had to pass the friend test, which means I had to meet this guy without her, and several of her friends did as well, so we could say whether the guy was a thumbs up or thumb down. Now, we all voted he was the wrong guy for her, and she eventually found her love at probably age 60, 55 or 60, I think she was, when she found the love of her life. But is this whole law of attraction the reason why sometimes some women just seem to, or people, not just women, women and men, seem to attract the wrong people?
Well, it's a couple of things. I mean, people are wounded. As children, we're all wounded. And, you know, if you see that you have a pattern, and clearly she knew she had a pattern, all her friends knew she had a pattern,
yeah.
And she didn't get therapy and she didn't clear the pattern, then it's really not a law of attraction thing. It's just her unconscious boyfriend picker is damaged.
Yeah. And she did eventually get therapy and did find the love of her life, I do have to say.
Right, because that's what it takes. You know, I mean, listen, we all have areas where we're blind, right? And it shows up different ways for different people. But even, you know, one of the other reasons I was still single at 43 was that I was attracted to the wrong kind of guy for me. I was always attracted to the captain of the universe types. I wanted somebody who was as ambitious and kick-ass as I was. But my ongoing complaint was always that they didn't have enough time for me. And when I got serious and I looked into my soul, like, what is my soul most calling for? I realized that I needed a man who was really generous with his love and affection and appreciation, and someone who would make me the center of their universe. So I ended up manifesting someone who was a reformed captain of the universe, who's a true giver.
Reformed captain of the universe.
Yes.
So let's talk about this. So what is a soulmate? I think I have one. Paul thinks he has one. You have one. What is a soulmate?
Okay, so first let's understand that there's more than one soulmate for everybody, because there's a big fat lie out there that we each only get one big love in a lifetime. Totally, absolutely not true. But I believe that a soulmate is first and foremost somebody you can completely be yourself with.
Right.
Somebody with whom you share unconditional love. And when you look into their eyes, you have the experience of being home. So if you accept that definition, the truth is, and this is really good news for all your single listeners, is that we all already have many soulmates in our life.
Yeah. Can you turn the phone off? Because there's a ringing. Sorry, Ariel. Can you turn the phone off? Because there's a ringing phone in the background, I think. So.
Yeah, it just stopped.
Okay.
I got this new phone system and I have no control over it. It's like this monster in my office.
Okay. So we missed a little bit of that because the phone was ringing. So let's talk about the whole idea of the soulmate. You have more. So what you said is basically it's not a single soulmate, that you have more. People can have more than one soulmate in their life, right?
Yes, and they already have many soulmates in their life. They already have people who they can completely be themselves with, who love them unconditionally, who feel like home to them. So the fastest way to get a romantic soulmate is by putting your attention and your gratitude and your appreciation on all the love you already have. Because when you become present to all the love you already have, your heart becomes magnetic to having even more love.
And so the universal law that can be used, how can the universal law or the law of attraction be used to find your soulmate?
Well, there's actually a process to it, and it works. It's worked. I know of tens of thousands of men and women in 41 countries around the world this has worked for, including my 80-year-old mother-in-law. So there's several steps to it, but the first step is about having clarity, really knowing the heart traits and qualities that you need in a relationship. And this is actually the hardest part of the process, because people tend to want to make a grocery list. Oh, he's got to be 6'2", 180 pounds, dark curly hair, green eyes, work as a doctor, earns $350,000 a year. None of that is going to contribute to your long-term happiness. What you want to know is, do you want somebody who, that you have connection and communication and compatibility with and have a shared vision for the future? And do you both like to travel, or do you want to have a family? You have to have a lot of clarity and then make a soulmate wish list. And when you make the list, you write it all in positive terms. So you don't write down, you know, my soulmate is not a cheater. You know, you would say, my soulmate is open, willing, and available for a long-term committed monogamous marriage. You know, stuff like that. And then once you have this list, sit down with a really good friend and review the list. For two reasons. One, you want to make sure you're not asking for anything that's unimportant. And two, you want to make sure you didn't leave anything out. So let's say in my case, I'm a cat lover. I can't imagine life without at least one cat, preferably three. And had I manifested the perfect guy, except for the fact that he was allergic to cats, it would have been a deal breaker.
Right.
You want to make sure this list is covering all the critical bases for you. Or if you know you want to have children, you know, and you fall in love with a guy who's divorced with five kids who had a vasectomy, that could be a deal breaker.
Right.
So it's really, really important to have this soulmate wish list. And then the second step is you release it, you let it go. And there's different ways you can do that. I ended up writing my list out on a beautiful piece of stationery. I live in La Jolla, so I took it down to the La Jolla Cove at noon on a Friday of a new moon, and I said a prayer of gratitude over it, and then I burned the list, and I scattered the ashes into the ocean. And then I took myself out to lunch, and I ordered a glass of champagne, and in my mind, I toasted my soulmate, and I told him that the cosmic welcome mat was open, and he could, you know, show up at any time. So those are two of the key steps to it.
You also said, though, and so I want to summarize a little bit, you also started talking about having a sense of appreciation and gratitude for what you already have.
Right.
And then getting very clear and have clarity around what you're looking for. And as you were talking, the word that popped in my head was values, that you need to have sort of some common sense of values or beliefs or things. Or like you said, if you want children and he just had a vasectomy, that's probably not a good match.
Right.
You talked about reviewing it with a friend to get sort of a reality check, which is what my friend did when she asked us. Can you imagine a guy being told he has to pass the girlfriend test? I mean,
no, I get that. I totally get that. And you know what? He's smart to have her pass his friend test too.
Exactly.
Your friend, you know, your friends love you and they want to make sure you're going to be happy. So it's, I think, you know, if you're seeing somebody and you think there's potential, as soon as possible, you want to meet their friends and you want your friends to meet them. Absolutely.
And then you talked about, you know, writing it down with clarity and something like you wrote it down on a beautiful piece of paper and then releasing it and let it go and then celebrating with champagne. So we have a lot in common. I celebrate with champagne quite a bit.
I'm into Prosecco these days.
I am too. I love Prosecco. Every place I go, I take Prosecco to all my friends. Oh my God, this stuff is wonderful. So that's really kind of an interesting way of thinking about it. And all of this, I'm guessing, you know, we can have our listeners, you know, go to your website and download some of this information, plus buy your first book, The Soulmate Secret. And then your second book is called, or not your second book, but another one of your book is called Inkspiration. Finding love,
yes.
You know, finding love by design, color grading your love to manifest. Now, I know adult coloring became pretty popular about, I'd say, a year ago, you know, using adult coloring books to reduce stress. So
right.
How does coloring help you find your soulmate?
Well, you know, in the book, The Soulmate Secret, I actually have a story that about a woman who did manifest her soulmate by coloring. So that's where the idea came from. But basically, you're using both sides of your brain. So in Love by Design, on the left-hand side of the page are the instructions for using the Soulmate Secret process. And on the right-hand page are illustrations to color in. So when you're coloring, you're holding the intention for love. And then you're also making a visual representation of the life that you're creating using the law of attraction. So for people who are really creative, it's a fun way to do it. The other thing is women are stressed. That's just a basic fact. You know, we've got work and kids and money pressures and aging parents and, you know, carpool and a million other things, not to mention trying to work out every once in a while. And when women get stressed, they lower their levels of oxytocin, which is the bonding hormone, which lowers our ability to deal with stress, to cope with stress. Hmm. So one of the fastest ways to rebuild oxytocin in your brain is by coloring. It actually fills you up because it relaxes you and it de-stresses you. So there's lots and lots of benefits to coloring.
So can you really color your way to love?
Yes. In fact, my friend Gail did it 30 years ago. She was coloring in what's known as a mandala. It's a piece of sacred geometry art with lots of little triangles and circles and squares in it. And as she was coloring in each little section, she would say out loud what she wanted her soulmate to be like. So for instance, she'd use the orange crayon and say, you know, my soulmate loves dogs. And then she'd use the brown crayon, my soulmate really gets my sense of humor. And the pink crayon, my soulmate is kind to strangers. And so she did this until every little section was colored in except for one final section. And she thought about it for quite a while. And then she finally colored in with the green crayon, my soulmate has a really cute butt.
A really cute butt. B-U-T-T,
yes.
Right?
And then 3 weeks later, she went out on a blind date. She met this guy at a Mexican restaurant in Chicago. And the first thing she noticed about him was how polite he was to the server and what good manners he had and how kind he was. And as they talked, he kept talking about how much he loved his dog, Cooper. And, you know, 2 hours into dinner, it was going really well. And she knew that even though she had this offbeat sense of humor, he was getting all her jokes and they were laughing a lot. It was just like the perfect date and lasted 3 hours. He walked her home, took her to her front door, asked her out on a second date, gave her a great kiss goodnight. As they turned to walk away, she noticed he had a really cute butt. And they have now been married for 31 years.
Wow. Wow. That's interesting. So can you use this law of attraction and finding your soulmate and the coloring? Because I agree, women are very, very stressed out. I mean, we're dealing, like you said, with family and kids and work. And a friend of mine just got into an MBA program and she's like, can I really do this? And I said to her, busy women find way to make things work and you'll work it out. Just go get your MBA, because she's much younger than I am. And I'm sort of coaching and mentoring her. But can you apply some of this stuff, like the coloring, to other parts of your life besides finding a soulmate?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the law of attraction works for everything. You know, it's all about having a clear intention and then having, you know, allowing yourself to feel what it feels like to have what it is you ask for, regardless of whether it's a new job, a new place to live, a new guy, you know, whatever it is. You want to feel in every cell of your body that what you've asked for is already yours, you know, and then you want to start living as if. So when you're living as if, it's kind of like dressing for the job that you want, right? You may be the waitress, but you want to be the hostess, you know? So you start having your behavior match your belief. So if your belief is, my soulmate and I are already connected at the unseen level, and any day now we're going to meet on the earth plane, then chances are when you're leaving your house, you're not going out in your ugliest flood pants, sweatpants, with your hair in a ponytail, having not brushed your teeth and no bra on, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's a nice visual.
Yeah, or another way to think of it is, let's say you get invited to a formal event with an RSVP card. You RSVP plus one, because you know that by the time this event comes around, you'll be attending with your new guy.
Okay.
Or you could be buying greeting cards that you're going to give them someday. I love you just because cards, happy birthday, happy anniversary, those kinds of things. So living as if is also an important part.
Okay. We're going to take a really quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and keep talking with the wonderful Ariel Ford, who's got some amazing and interesting things on finding your soulmate in love. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back in a minute.
Imagine what it would feel like to lose everything. Your job, your home, your family, your dignity. This has happened to thousands of the men, women, veterans, and young adults we serve at Working Wardrobes. What do we do to help? We provide career development services, life skills workshops, job skills training. We provide the perfect interview outfit, and we get clients placed in jobs. Call Working Wardrobes, 714-210-2460. Donate, volunteer, invest, hire.
When it comes to pioneers in their respective industries, we all know the Apples, Starbucks, and Trader Joe's of the world. In the realm of recruiting, Decision Toolbox is the industry's best-kept secret. With 90% of their business from referrals and repeat customers, for over 20 years, Decision Toolbox's U.S.-based team of recruiters, sourcers, professional writers, quality personnel, and tech support has perfected a Six Sigma approach to talent management. No matter the size of the project, Decision Toolbox delivers incredible results. A cost per hire less than half of what contingency firms charge. With the winning candidate presented in an average of 14 days. All with a 12-month candidate warranty. With results like that, Decision Toolbox won't be a secret for long. Visit us at www.dtoolbox.com for more information.
All right, and we're back. And if I can, I'd like to make one observation. I sit here each week, and I feel like I've got my ear pressed up against the women's locker room or the powder room door or something. I'm listening to women have conversations that I wouldn't normally be eavesdropping on. You explained something to me that I couldn't make sense of here already. My daughter's mother-in-law had a heart attack a while ago, and so she's home alone. Or, you know, by herself most of the time. And she started coloring books. And everybody in the family thought, uh-oh, she's losing her marbles here.
She's gone wacko.
A grown woman pulling out coloring books and coloring them. But she's just got totally into this thing. And maybe you guys have explained it to me now here.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's become very popular. And there are literally coloring clubs for women where they get together and they color.
Amazing.
So I love this idea that living your life as if, which we just talked about before the break, and having that be a faster way to get to love and living your life and manifesting things as if they already exist. It's like people talk about positive affirmations, and you do in a future state or as if they already exist. So I think that's very, very interesting. So we're with Ariel Ford, amazing woman, soulmate expert, and she's been called the Cupid of consciousness and the fairy godmother of love. So what is feathering the next? And why is that important?
Yeah, so you want to get your home ready to receive your soulmate. And what I suggest you do is you first have to get rid of all the unconscious triggers that are in your home about your exes or ex, whatever it is. So these may be photographs or mementos or souvenirs, because you don't want somebody walking into your house and saying, Oh, that looks like Corfu. And then suddenly you're talking about your honeymoon from 20 years ago, right? Not very sexy. So you need to clear those things out. And then I recommend creating space in your home. So even if you're thinking, well, my soulmate and I are never going to live together in the place that I am now, you still need to do this process. You want to make space for them, because nature abhors a vacuum. And when there's space for someone to come in, chances are they'll come fill up the space. So just like if you ever notice, like you clean out your closet, you get rid of all the old clothes.
Right.
The next thing that happens is you get new clothes.
Yeah.
So when we're making space, we want to make sure that the nightstand on their side of the bed is completely empty. Make sure there's at least one empty drawer in the dresser for them. Give them at least half a shelf in the bathroom cabinet. Make some space in the closet. If you have a two-car garage and you've been parking in the middle, move over, because you're anticipating a second car in the garage, right? You're just making all these symbolic gestures which affirm that you're living as if, and affirm to the universe that you literally have space in your life for somebody. Now, the other place you have to do this, and this is the hard part for busy women, is you need to make space in your calendar. If you're one of these people who says, oh, I'm so super busy, but when I meet somebody, then I'll make time. You're never going to meet anybody. It doesn't work that way. So I recommend that you get out your calendar now and start blocking off bits of time when you're going to go on coffee dates, when you're going to go on dinner dates, when you're going to go on movie dates, and actually reserve the time now. And if the time comes and the date isn't there, then you can go do something for yourself, have some me time. You can go do something with a girlfriend. You can go take a bath. But it's critical that you are living as if by anticipating now in advance when you need to block time to nurture a relationship, because relationships require your attention.
So you need to make room in your closet, in your drawers, in your garage, but you need to make time in your schedule and in your heart and in your mind.
Yes.
Clearing space for that. I remember when I had my son, and my son's now 33 years old. But I remember I had a woman doctor, and I've always insisted on having women doctors for quite a period of time for a whole variety of reasons. But I remember having this woman doctor that I'm in the hospital. I just had a C-section. She came into the hospital room. She sat on my bed, and she says, you need to make time in your life for you and your husband. You need to schedule time for manicures and pedicures to take care of yourself. And I've done that. At least pedicures forever. And you need to make time for a date night at least once a month, if not more, with the person in your life, your soulmate, whoever you have. So you've got to make that space to be able to accept someone and have the time to let them in. So you also talk about wabi-sabi love. What is wabi-sabi love?
Well, wabi-sabi is an ancient Japanese aesthetic that seeks to find beauty and perfection in imperfection, and it honors all things old and worn and imperfect and impermanent. So, for instance, let's say you had a big, giant Ming vase, and it had a long, crooked crack down the middle of it. The Japanese would take this broken vase, put it on a pedestal, and shine a spotlight on the crack. So with wabi-sabi love, we're looking to find the beauty and perfection in both ourselves and in our mate, because this is going to come as a shock to you. I'm going to just have to scare you right now, but you're not perfect, okay? None of us is perfect.
Really?
I'm so sorry to share that with you.
You just burst my bubble for the day.
I know, but none of us is perfect. We're never going to be perfect. And yet we live our lives chasing perfection. I actually think the word perfect needs to be changed to pure fiction, because it doesn't exist.
Right.
So if we're going to be in relationship with another human being, we have to really pick our battles with them. You know, rather than constantly trying to change them in every way, shape, and form, we need to find the beauty in their quirkiness. Just like, you know, you and I want to be loved and accepted for exactly who we are, so does your mate. You know, and if you're constantly nitpicking at them and nagging them and telling them they're wrong and trying to get them to change, all you're going to get is misery.
So we should accept the imperfections in ourselves and in others. Now, here's something interesting, because I am doing some research on a second book, and one of the things I'm starting with is about why women don't negotiate well. So that's kind of the premise of the book. But I'm starting not with the process of how to be a better negotiator. I'm starting with the process from the inside out about how so many girls, even today, we're raising girls to be, you know, play sports and drive race cars and all these things. We're still raising our little girls to be more perfectionists than risk takers. That perfectionism as a little girl turns into, as we get older, and I'll ask if you what you think about this, but as you get older, that need to be perfect turns into the fact that women feel like they're an imposter, or they're going to get caught, or I'm not as good as I could be, or I'm never good enough. And that whole perfectionism can lead to procrastination, right? And things are just never good enough, or I'm just not ready for that role yet. And I think that impacts women personally on a spiritual, you know, trying to be perfect level, but also it manifests itself into sort of at work. So one of the things you talk about is how being a perfectionist can actually hurt your opportunity to find your soulmate or the love of your life, whatever you want to call it, but to find the person you should be with.
Right. Yes. Because we all, you know, a lot of women live with this feeling, I'm not enough.
Yeah, we're not good enough.
When I lose 20 pounds, or, you know, when I get my hair the right color, or when I work out a little better. And, you know, men don't think like that. Men think they're pretty great just the way they are.
Yeah.
You know, but women live in this crazy thing. And the truth is, the things that we love most about the people we love isn't that they're perfect. If they were perfect, we would hate them. We love their quirkiness. You know, oh, you know, Paul, he's always doing blah, blah, blah. That's what he's so adorable about him.
You yeah. So
thanks for bringing me into this conversation here.
You know, I know you're a guy, but the guys need to be loved too, and they want to win. They want to be set up to win. Here's the number one thing I can share with the women that are listening in. Men love to win. So any time that you're with a man and you're putting yourself down in any way, shape, or form, he's losing because he chose you.
Okay.
So if you want to really screw up your relationship, start talking about how your ass is too big, or, you know, you were so stupid at work today, or your face is falling, or your boobs are falling, or whatever it is. Because if you're with somebody, they love all of you, and they're smart enough to know that as we age, the law of gravity is going to hit us hard.
Right.
They're going to love you anyway. So stop bitching, moaning, and complaining about yourself to your guy unless you want him to leave.
So in essence, when you put yourself down, you're putting him down.
Exactly. Exactly. So we have to learn to celebrate ourselves. One of the things I really encourage women to do is every time you walk past a mirror, stop and blow yourself a kiss. Okay? Stop
okay.
loving you.
Yeah.
You know? You're great just the way you are. You know? You don't need to lose 20 pounds. You don't need to change and be different. You just need to love and accept yourself, your wabi-sabi imperfect self, and have a sense of humor about it. So one of the things I do is I believe in outing yourself all the time. So when I sit down to eat with somebody who I've never eaten with before, the first thing I tell them is that I'm a slob. I'm a super messy eater. You need to know that I'm going to get my food all over me and maybe all over you. And I might even steal some of your French fries. So I'm just going to forewarn you. Like,
right.
if you can't bear for me taking a French fry, tell me now. Otherwise, I'm stealing some.
Right. Right. You know, it's funny because I look back and I was not only a tomboy. I always get food on me, or I spill something, or if somebody will say, oh, you have lipstick, you know, on the side of your cheek or something. And I always kind of maybe laugh about it and make a joke about it, saying, yeah, I kind of miss, you know, I didn't have a mirror, so I kind of put lipstick on my end of my nose instead of on my lips. So, and one of the things you talk about is why couples should wear rose-colored glasses when it comes to seeing each other and to
yes.
celebrate the quirks. I mean, my husband actually dropped me off today because we're going up to pick up a new puppy after the show today up in Torrance. It's about a half hour from here, and this is sort of halfway. But, you know, celebrate the fact that we're both a little quirky. We're both a little weird.
Yeah, and that's great. And they've actually done research at the University of Buffalo that shows that couples who deliberately put on the rose-colored glasses have longer, happier, more satisfying marriages because they're always looking for what's right instead of looking for what's wrong. That's a difference.
Go back to appreciating, when we talked about earlier, the steps. Appreciate and have gratitude for what you have, both physically, mentally, personally, everything, and your significant other, whether it's a man or a woman, has as well. So that's sort of interesting. So what do we do if our partner does just literally drives us crazy? I mean, I'm sitting here in Paul's studio.
Yeah.
There are things everywhere. His car's exactly the same way.
Studio drives her crazy here.
He asked me to go. I had to go down to his car last week when I was down here to get something, and his car is exactly the same way. The door
okay.
The driver's door handle doesn't work.
That will completely figure this out for you. So I had this woman in my workshop a few years ago, Wabi Sabi Love Workshop, and I explained the whole Wabi Sabi thing to her, and she stood up and she said, She said, well, I have a problem even you can't solve. And I said, okay, what is it? She said, well, my name's Stephanie, and I've been married to Garth for 16 years, and I'm a neatnik. I'm a perfectionist. I like everything in its place. And Garth is a total slob and chaotic, and there's messes everywhere he goes. She said, the good thing is he works out of state 2 weeks of every month. So when he's gone, the house is mine, and it's perfect, and it's pristine. But she said, within hours of him coming home, everything's a mess again. And she said, honestly, I've tried talking to him for 16 years. It's never going to change. I don't know if I can live the rest of my life this way. So I said to her, Stephanie, do you have a dog? She said, yes. I said, does your dog shed? She said, yes. I said, what do you do when the dog sheds? She said, oh, I vacuum up after him. I said, okay, Steph, do you love your dog? And she got really quiet. And then she said, oh, Garth sheds. And she saw that just like the dog can't help shedding, neither can Garth help being a slob.
Right.
That's just who he is. So, you know, she like was lit up and she was happy. And then a year later, when I was writing my book, Turn Your Mate into Your Soulmate, I thought, I'm going to call Stephanie and see what's happening with Garth. And I half expected her to tell me they were divorced. Well, I call her up and she says to me, things have never been better. She said, Garth has quit his job. He now started a home-based business so we can be together 24/7. And yes, he's still a slob, and I've never been more in love with him.
And it gives her purpose to be the clean person to clean up the things that he leaves messy in a way. So
right.
She's
and here's the truth about relationships that nobody knows. Every couple has a minimum of 9 irreconcilable differences.
Nine.
A minimum of 9.
Okay.
Often they have more, but there's a minimum of 9. This is the research of Dr. John Gottman at the University of Washington. These are things that are like, you know, like there's a spender and a saver. There's a neatnik mm-hmm. and a messy mm-hmm. one. There's mm-hmm. an on-time person and a late one. Any of this sound familiar?
Sounds very familiar.
This is normal, right? This is normal, but we live as if something's wrong. And the point of it is to come up with creative solutions. You're not going to change the late person into an on-time person. Okay. You're not going to change the spender into a saver. But what you can come up with is a way to live together and to understand that there are areas in your life in which you agree to disagree.
Yeah, so really the couple messages in what you're saying, and I really encourage people to go to your website and get some of the things that you're offering for free, and also to buy your books, because this is a pretty incredible conversation, and we can't nearly go deep enough in our time together. But there's just so much in what you're saying that's so true. And I even go back to Dr. Stephen Covey, who had the book, you know, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and a whole series of books. And he talks about the circles, the circle of influence, the circle of control, and the circle of concern, and that the only thing that you can control is you. You can only control how you think, how you react, how you respond, how you feel about things. You can't control your spouse. You can't even control a baby, because they're controlling you by crying when they want to be changed. So if you think about it, the only thing, and part of what you're saying is, the only thing you can control is you, and that you can maybe think about the, you know, your spouse or your significant other in some way about, well, what can I do to honor and respect who they are, because I'm not going to change them. I mean, so many people I know say, oh, when we get married, he's going to change. He's going to become a neat freak. He's going to love cats or dogs when he hates cats and dogs or kids. You can't change people, right?
No, you absolutely can't. And so, you know, if you're planning on changing somebody, all you're going to do is be upset and disappointed and frustrated. You know, you got to love them for who they are. Now, what you can do is make requests of people, but most women do this in a really nagging, kind of nasty, bitchy way. You want to make a request of a man. You have to do it with a really sweet tone of voice. You have to set him up to win, and you have to tell him what the benefits are. So I'll give you one example. Let's say your guy always leaves the toilet seat up.
That's exactly what I was thinking about, was the toilet seat.
Okay. Well, because
before you even said it.
It's a common thing.
You mean
right?
You're supposed to put it down? Wait a minute. No, I'm going to learn something else here. It's supposed
yes.
to go down?
Yes. And you get up in the middle of the night and you fall into the cold water. Okay. And you say to your husband, you know, I know how much you love me and I know how much you care about me and you're always my biggest cheerleader. She said, but you know, last night I got up at 3 a.m. to go to the bathroom and I didn't want to turn on the light because if I turn on the light, it'll wake me up. And then I fell in the cold, disgusting water. And then I was awake the rest of the night. And I know that you love me enough to see if you could start putting the seat down so I don't have this happen again. Would you be willing to try that? And if you do that in that sweet tone of voice that is affirming how much you guys love each other and you're there for each other, chances are he's going to really hear it because now he feels good. He wants to be your hero and he understands why the seat needs to go down.
Yeah. And before you even said the toilet seat, that's exactly what came, to mind. And rather than, I'll use the N word, rather than nagging, constantly saying, put the seat down, damn it, put the seat down, so, you know, put the seat down. If you do it in a different way, maybe you'd get a different approach. So you also believe that we must learn to personally be responsible for our own happiness in life, and especially in a relationship. That seems a little counterintuitive for some people. To me, I understand that if I'm not happy, how can I manifest happiness in somebody else? But what do you mean by that, that you need to be personally responsible for your own happiness?
We need to make sure that we're happy. We are in charge of our happiness. And having a soulmate is like the icing on the cake. So if you're already happy, they can make you happier. But if you're miserable, it's not their job, nor are they capable of making you happy. It's an inside job. So if you're in charge of your happiness, he's in charge of his happiness, and then the two of you are together, then that's the recipe for bliss. But there's so many women out there who are thinking, oh, when I meet the right guy, then I'll be happy. And it just doesn't seem to work that way, you know?
Because
the relationship, once you get out of the honeymoon phase, is going to bring a whole new level of stress.
Yeah. You know, even when I'm, doing workshops and teaching workshops, not just to women, but even to leaders themselves, I talk about how it has to come from the inside out. Right? You can't be
exactly
a great leader by reading a book, or you can't be a great woman by reading a book. It has to come from within. You have to feel it. And I like the idea of it needs to come from not just your head. It's got to come from your heart. It's got to come from the feelings deep inside of you that you deserve it and that you're good and that you can celebrate the fact that I always joke that people, you know, I'm relatively short. I'm 5'3" and I'd say people, you know, I'm not too short. You're just too damn tall. And sometimes I've actually pulled out a chair and I'm standing on the chair looking at a guy eye to eye saying, I'm not sure, you're just too damn tall. So I really want to thank you for today. And I want to make sure people know exactly how to get hold of you, where they can get your books, where they can find you on websites, where they could, you know, it sounds like you do workshops. So maybe where if they wanted to book a workshop with you. So let's make sure people know exactly about your books and how they can get in touch with you.
Great. Okay. So yeah, my website is soulmatesecret.com, soulmatesecret.com. And there's free chapters to my book, Turn Your Mate Into Your Soulmate there. There's also a free video on how to manifest love or anything else. You just click on the book cover that says Love by Design that's on the homepage, or there's a section called Free Stuff. Lots of free stuff.
Free stuff.
Yeah. So I'm really easy to find at soulmatesecret.com. I'm also on Facebook at facebook.com/soulmatesecret. And, come play with me. I send out a newsletter every Tuesday with lots of free love tips. And, the thing that I know for sure is that there's more than enough love for everybody out there. So whatever story you're telling yourself about why you're still single, please let me change your mind.
That's outstanding. And I want to thank you so much. This has been a fun and enlightening interview. I think we share some things. It's interesting how all of a sudden I'm finding all these amazing people that are coming into my life. And I even last night had cocktails with a friend at a wonderful place. And we were sitting next to each other at a women leadership in heels event. And we found out we live like 3 blocks apart. And I feel like I've met so many amazing people since I've started reaching out to people and truly celebrating. So I'm so thankful that you contacted me, that we got in touch, and we got you on the show because you've been an incredible guest. Couple things just in closing. Please be sure to go to the Soul Secrets website and find out more about Ariel and how you can get her books. Go out and buy a coloring book and some beautiful colors, and you reduce your stress by just having some fun with yourself. And finally, just a couple things in terms of people in the audience. If you want to get a hold of me, it's pretty easy. My email is pattygrimm@live.com, and that's pattygrimm@live.com. Please contact me if you'd like to be a guest on the show. If you have ideas or things you'd like to have on the show, you can also go to my Facebook, Women Kicking Glass 2, to keep updates. I will be posting this on our website and sending out a link to you, Ariel, and to everybody to be able to listen to this incredible show if you missed it, or re-listen to it again if somehow you missed something, a particular word of wisdom or some thought that Ariel shared with us today, because this has been a great interview and a great show. And then also, if you want to book me for a Women Kicking Glass event, summit, workshop, whatever, again, contact me. And my phone is area code 425-289-6619. I'm in SoCal, but I still have my Seattle cell phone number. So thank you, Ariel. You've been an amazing guest, and I look forward to talking to everybody next week. And let's go kick some glass.
Thanks for listening to Women Kicking Glass, the only radio show on OC Talk Radio dedicated to empowering women to be the best they can be. Listen each week or download the podcast at patty.grimm.podbean.com. To reach out to Patty to schedule a speech webinar or to learn more about her leadership and team training, contact Patty at pattygrimm@live.com. For more information about her company and her books, have a kicking day.